So chilly out here. Where's George's tablecloth?
Yeah.
What a sad picture that was.
I know it.
Just so beat.
He didn't look like he was doing well.
No, he didn't at all. We are live here in Oxnard. And one of the big themes of the week is the question that we posed back in March, and that is whether or not Jerry Jones has any clue who Van Halen is, oddly enough. And we still haven't got to the bottom of it, mainly because Jerry was supposed to be on today and didn't quite make it. So we'll see what we can do tomorrow. But Dave went out on the field, and to prep whether or not Jerry knew who Van Halen was, he asked some players about Van Halen, and none of them knew, which is, you know, what we expected. But it got me thinking about that year of 1984, because we were kind of just saying it was 40 years ago, and 40 years before 1984 was World War II, so that's the timeline we're dealing with here. But it got me thinking about pop culture references, historical moments from that year, and if these guys know anything, like, has anything from 1984 made it into their brain pan and stuck?
Right. It's obviously before their time, because
right.
These are guys that are all born
in the
late
90s,
early aughts. So it's stuff that maybe their parents introduced them to, maybe they've just absorbed, but certainly they don't remember it. But how much of that 1984 pop culture is so omnipresent that a young Dallas Cowboys player could fill in the blank?
And these are, I mean, layup questions for us. I mean, like, the easiest things you could possibly ask or
yes.
answer.
Yeah, so Corby prompted me, and I came up with a 10-question quiz
okay.
about pop culture in 1984. And again, so I give them a category, and I give them kind of a clue or a question, and then I give them the answer with one blank that needs to be filled in.
Yeah.
Okay? And so we have a representative of the offense, Rico Dowdle, and we have a representative of the defense, Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you want to play this? Do you, Bob and Corby, want to flip a coin? Do you want to choose your fighter? How do you want to do this?
I'll let you have Micah.
Choose your player.
I'll take Rico Dowdle.
I was going to take Rico, actually.
Okay,
I wanted you to have Micah.
All right, I'll take Micah. I'll take Micah.
Okay. This is going to, I imagine.
Rico's older.
Yeah.
I imagine this is going to be controversial. We'll find out why as we listen. But let's start with Rico Dowdle fighting for the offense. 1984 pop culture fill-in-the-blank quiz. Rico Dowdle, what year were you born?
1998.
Okay, so I'm old. All the dudes that I work with are old. And so we have a hard time, the fact that nothing from our childhood is remembered by guys that are your age. So I just want to see, like, 1984 is like a peak pop culture year. So I'm going to give you some fill-in-the-blank questions and see if you can fill in the blank, okay?
From 1984?
1984.
I know nothing about 1984. Come on, let's try.
Maybe. It's pop culture, so okay. Maybe. All right, first, movies. The biggest movie of the year in 1984, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Blank.
What? Indiana Jones and the Temple of... I have no idea.
Okay, pause it right there.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Mike,
you knew he didn't know that.
Why? My kids would get that in a heartbeat.
So would
really?
My kids. So would my
yes.
kids. Yeah.
In a heartbeat. They've seen every one of those movies a dozen times.
I think it's obvious that he would not know that. I don't think.
You don't think that Indiana Jones cut through time?
I would go so far as to say I don't know that he knows who Indiana Jones is. Like, that, the name is not even familiar to him.
Wow. Okay.
I have no idea. What is it?
Doom. Temple of Doom. Okay. How about music?
Okay, let's try it.
A Texas trio of dudes with long beards.
No way.
ZZ Blank.
Whoa, what?
ZZ Blank.
ZZB.
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top?
ZZ
okay.
Top.
Okay, gotcha.
Stop it.
Again.
Dave, what are you doing?
What do you mean? Again. I think 50% of people...
No.
That are 25 years old would know ZZ Top.
No. ZZ Top. You are warped.
We should call Justin to be a control group or something.
Yeah, for real. All right, go ahead.
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top?
ZZ Top.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, how about politics?
Come on, let's go.
U.S. president won his second term in 1984, Ronald Blank.
Hold on, repeat that. President Ronald.
Won his second term in 1984, Ronald Blank.
Reagan. What's
that? Yes. Oh, got it. Okay. Sports. U.S. Olympics women's gymnastics hero, like the Simone Biles of her day, yeah. Mary Lou Blank.
Mary Lou. I'm just going to guess. Mary Lou Jones.
Rhett. Mary Lou Rhett.
Gotcha.
Okay. War. How about, back to music.
Okay.
The title of Prince's number one single in 1984, When Blanks Cry.
Okay, stop. Stop.
Yes.
Stop. This is an interesting one. When Blanks Cry. See, he'll know who Prince is. But he probably only knows, like,
Purple
1999
Rain.
And Purple Rain. You know, he'll know.
I feel like
I don't
Doves
think,
Cry would be the song I would.
When Doves Cry did not, it was huge at the time, but it did not seem to have as long a shelf life.
It's never gone away.
Purple Rain.
But if and, I could give somebody
well, Prince himself
one,
didn't even perform that when he did the Super Bowl.
This would be the one Prince song I would want to share with somebody on.
Me too.
How good was Prince? This
really?
Would be the song I would
Me
pick.
Me too.
Yeah.
Man, I thought When Doves Cry was just kind of middling.
It.
At best.
All right.
Yeah, I think that he will not get this.
Okay.
But he could get other Prince songs.
Retton. Mary Lou Retton.
Yes.
Okay. How about
wait,
back
it
to
was
music.
When Mary Lou Retton cries?
No, shut up.
I've had that wrong.
The title of Prince's number one single in 1984, When Blanks Cry.
Man. Women. Man.
Doves. When Doves
Cry. Doves.
You ever heard that song?
No, sorry.
Okay. How about movies? Back to movies. In The Karate Kid, when Johnny fights Daniel, Johnny is instructed to, quote, sweep the blank.
Feet.
Close. Sweep the leg.
Leg.
Sweep the leg. Okay. How about back to sports? MVP of Super Bowl 18 also banged OJ's wife.
What?
Marcus Blank.
Marcus.
Aurelius.
Simpson.
Close. Four. Marcus Allen.
Allen.
Okay.
Pause it right there. He's a freaking Hall of Fame
it
running back.
It doesn't matter. Corby, these guys don't know players that came before them very much. They just don't.
Yeah.
They don't need to. Anything they need to know, they can look up. They're not going to have it in their mind.
All right.
Allen.
Okay. Couple more. TV. Oh, The Good Old Boys, Never Meanin' No Harm on Dukes of Hazzard, Blank and Blank Duke. They were cousins. Blank and Blank
Dumb and Dumb.
Bo and Luke.
Bo and Luke.
Okay.
I used to watch that show. I just don't remember that.
Bonus, can you name the female cousin's name, Blank Duke? She has shorts named after her.
Jean.
Daisy Duke. Remember Daisy Duke?
Duke?
Okay.
I know the
Jean,
name,
baby. All right. Back to movies.
Come on.
The name of the exchange student in 16 Candles. Long Duck Blank.
I don't even know what 16 Candles is.
You haven't seen that with Molly Ringwald?
No.
Her family forgets her 16th birthday?
No, sir.
Long Duck Dong. That
Long
was the
Duck
exchange
Dong.
Student. Okay, last one.
Come on.
Music. The title of Cyndi Lauper's debut single. Girls Just Want to Have
Fun.
Blank. Yes. Hell yes, brother.
I got about two, right?
Thank you, Rico.
It was an unconvincing brother that Dave used there. You didn't nail that convincingly culturally.
My brother. All right, brother. So.
Neither did Corby.
So Rico Dowdle, two correct.
Buster Bluth.
Yeah.
Are we right?
Yeah.
Two correct. All right. Let's carry this over.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yep.
And when we come back, we will hear if Micah Parsons can beat two to bring home a victory for the defense. Micah volleys back to Steven with a proposal.
Okay.
So see if you can follow all of this.
Who are you doing that to? Hendershack going to get some?
Yeah, he could.
I saw y'all.
All right, celebrity boxing match. Hey, can I do it at AT&T?
Do an AT&T what?
My celebrity boxing match.
Yes.
Sell
you
it out.
You need to be there? Yeah. For that fight?
No.
Yeah. What do you mean, can you do it?
No, I'm saying I want to have a fight there.
You want to fight there. Yeah, I'll give you AT&T if you want to fight, but it's going to have to be after you're done playing football.
Oh, of course, of course.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So Mike much, is wanting
so
to
much
fight.
Steven overlap.
Yeah.
I'll get, imagine having the power to say, yeah, I'll give you AT&T. Mm-hmm. I'll let you use my 100,000-seat stadium that I own.
Mm-hmm. After you're done doing all the things I want you to do first.
Right.
So Steven thought he was talking about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I think he was thinking that Micah just wanted like a suite to the boxing match.
I think he thought he wanted cell service. You own AT&T? Okay,
I'll get AT&T.
I know a guy.
All right, well, that's good stuff, dude.
That is good stuff.
I don't know that we solved anything.
No.
Except that we're old.
Right, yeah.
Biggest movie of the year, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Blank. Got it? Give up? Temple of Doom. Temple of Doom. Okay, how about music? A Texas trio, three dudes... Two of them had real long beards. ZZ Blank.
Oh, my God.
You're getting help Tops. Over here. ZZ Top. Okay. How about politics?
Yeah.
The U.S.
Okay.
Who's cheating?
So that doesn't count as a point.
So Micah was doing quite a bit of post-practice loitering the other day because he had a large contingent of family members there. And they were all waiting around, and he was signing autographs for kids and talking to his family, and I waited patiently. He told me that he would do it. So by the time he and I were talking,
his family
was the studio audience.
And so you can't really correct them and say, hey, come on, let him try to answer it. You know, we're doing a thing.
Yeah.
So. Do you agree he still has zero, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shut up! You're getting help
Tops.
Over here. ZZ Top. Okay.
Tops.
How about politics? The U.S. president who won his second term in 1984, Ronald Blank.
Were you?
Yes. Okay. How about 1984 U.S. Olympics, the women's gymnastics hero, like the Simone Biles of her day, Mary Lou Blank.
Lewis.
Mary Lou Retton. Mary Lou Retton.
I was thinking of Carl
All right,
Lewis.
Music.
Mary Lou Lewis.
The title of Prince's number one single in 1984, When Blanks Cry.
Loves.
Yeah.
Doves. When doves cry.
Did he get it?
No, they were yelling back there.
Okay, misunderstood what his
okay,
was yelling at.
If you would have said, did you use that one because you thought Purple Rain was too easy?
Yeah.
Well, they know Purple. Like,
they would know Purple Rain more than When Doves Cry.
So many high school kids have the Purple Rain t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when the actual single was a bigger hit, When Doves Cry was a bigger
right.
hit.
Yes, but as I said, I don't think it has the shelf life that Purple Rain did.
Like if you would have asked Micah, what is the movie that Prince starred in? Would he have got Purple Rain?
No.
Might not have, no. But if you said, could you name a Prince song? I think the two that are most likely to be given as answers are Purple Rain and 1999.
Okay.
Loves.
Yeah.
Doves. When Doves Cry. Okay. Help from the peanut gallery again. All right. In The Karate Kid, when Johnny fights Daniel, he's instructed to sweep the blank.
You may get this.
The leg.
Sweep the leg. Yes.
But not because he saw the movie or anything. It's just that's
sports.
I got Ronald Reagan. Yeah.
MVP of Super Bowl 18, also banged OJ's wife, Marcus Blank.
Allen.
Yes!
Whoa!
You have your MVP over here. Who are you? Who are you?
Oh. Somebody gave
his
him the
uncle.
Answer.
His uncle. Oh, Unc. So Unc's what? Our age?
Yeah.
Probably?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's our ruling?
I don't know if he got
no,
Marcus
that
Allen.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, I think that was also fed from uncle.
Okay.
His uncle. Okay. All right. How about the good old boys never meaning no harm on Dukes of Hazzard? They were cousins, Blank and Blank Duke.
Bo and Lou.
Bo and Luke. Luke, not
he said
Lou.
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 For a bonus point, the name of their female cousin, Blank Duke. She also has shorts that are named after her.
Daisy.
Daisy Duke.
So frustrating.
Okay.
Really
movies. The name of the exchange student in 16 Candles, Long Duck Blank. 16 Candles, Molly Ringwald, they forget her birthday. Her grandparents have an exchange student staying with them. His name is Long Duck Blank.
I give up on that one.
Long Duck Dong.
Long
Duck Dong. Okay, last one. Cyndi Lauper's number one single that year, Girls Just Want to Have Blank.
Fun.
Yes!
Now he legit got that.
All right, yeah, crushed it, bro. Sure. Thank you. Yo. And thanks to the uncle for the help.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, give a shout out to Dallas.
Yeah, that was way. Oh. Duke,
I'm a Steelers fan, but I'm gonna rep my nephew's team. Yeah, great camp for the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Generic.
So he's a Steelers fan because, you know, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So he won, though, right?
He was 1 point ahead. Legitimately got three.
Yeah.
Yes. So he won 3-2 over Rico Dowd.
Look at that.
So, but once again, these were served up on a silver platter.
I don't think they were that easy.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously for us, but like if he would have said, because the Karate Kid was rebooted, too, and there's a Netflix series on it.
Right. He didn't watch any of that.
Like,
he didn't watch any of that.
The one with Will Smith and Jackie Chan, he would have been a kid then.
No. He didn't see that. The reason he got those two is just because those are phrases that have entered the culture.
Right.
I don't know that we can say.
And that's the thing is we were trying to find out what from pop culture has stuck. And Sweep the Leg is the thing that has stuck out of the Karate Kid more than anything else.
So Prince singles, biggest hits. The
Batman theme or something.
The top five singles. Yep. At number five, The Bat Dance.
Told you.
At number four, Cream?
Yeah.
At number three, Mark. Let's Go Crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At number two,
Purple Rain.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that was also in Pretty Woman. She was singing that, too.
And at number one, 21 weeks on the charts, 5 at number one, When Doves Cry.
Mm-hmm.
So Purple Rain, not even the top
That's
five.
Weird. No.
Okay. To find Purple Rain, you have to go to 8.
Think of, like, what is Journey known for now? Don't Stop Believing. Yeah. That was not their biggest hit, I don't believe.
No, I don't think it was either.
Boy, at number 6, Raspberry Beret. At 7, You Got the Look with Sheena Easton.
Uh-huh.
Pretty solid song. And then at 8 is Purple Rain with... It only got to number 2.
What about Manic Monday? He wrote that.
Oh, yeah, he did.
But he didn't record it.
No.
He wrote When You Were Mine that Cyndi Lauper had a hit with.
Yep.
Nothing Compares to You.
The Most Beautiful Girl in the World at 9. Sign of the Times, 10. Little Red Corvette, 11.
See, I thought Little Red Corvette would be like top 3.
Yeah, that's like the first one I remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see where Little Red Corvette topped out. It topped out at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100.
All right, so we have a little bit of bonus Micah audio.
Okay.
So this actually occurred before the quiz.
All right.
So as I am waiting for Micah to finish talking to his family, doing autographs for the kids, etc., I just start rolling on my recorder. And as I walk up to Micah and we start to talk, then Stephen Jones pops in.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Jones has some commentary for Micah based on, I guess, something that happened at the end of practice. And then Micah volleys back to Stephen with a proposal.
Okay.
So see if you can follow all of this.
You doing that too? Intertrack going to get some?
Yeah, he could.
I saw y'all.
All right, celebrity boxing match. Hey, can I do it at AT&T?
Do an AT&T what?
My celebrity boxing match.
Yes.
Sell
you
it
think
out.
You'll be there?
Yeah.
For that fight?
No.
Yeah. What do you mean, can you do it?
No, I'm saying I want to have a fight there.
You want to fight there? Yeah, I'll give you AT&T if you want to fight, but it's going to have to be after you're done playing football.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
Mike
much,
is wanting
so
to
much
fight.
Steven overlap.
Yeah.
Imagine having the power to say, yeah, I'll give you AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you use my 100,000-seat stadium that I own.
Mm-hmm. After you're done doing all the things I want you to do first.
Right.
So Steven thought he was talking about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I think he was thinking that Micah just wanted like a suite to the boxing match.
I think he thought he wanted cell service. You want AT&T? Okay,
I'll get AT&T.
I know a guy.
All right, well, that's good stuff, dude.
That is good stuff.
I don't know that we solved anything.
No.
Except that we're old.
Right, yes.